Good morning, and I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, and this is Chamber Chat. Thank you for joining us today. The Chamber was founded in 1924, and we're celebrating 90 years all year long this year. It's been a lot of fun, had a lot of great times. We just had our actual annual holiday party at the Antrim, and it was wonderful. We have over 500 business members, and we build lifelong relationships and promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County and beyond. And since this is the Christmas week, I figured it might be kind of nice to talk about something that deals with Christmas and with business and with maybe finding your heart. And what better story out there is the one that was written in 1843 by Charles Dickens called A Christmas Carol. And it's about a businessman named Ebenezer Scrooge who was a shrewd entrepreneur, and he was wildly successful as measured by any balance sheet. But Scrooge was really oblivious to the real purpose in life, and that's helping others. And that's what we want to think about at this time of the year. So in the story as it goes, when he was confronted by the ghost of his deceased business partner, Jacob Marley, Scrooge was told, "Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance, and benevolence were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business." So I would challenge us all to ask ourselves at this time of the year and then throughout 2015 to think about that. What is our business? Is it just making money, or is it thinking about others? And I think I will leave that little message lay right where it's at, and you can think about that. And then I'd like to introduce my guest today, as I always do. Every time we're on the air, we bring in a chamber member, and we talk to them. So today, we have Mr. Steve Lowe, who's the pastor of the Journey Church community in Eldersburg. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Pastor. President.
Good morning. I'm not the pastor. You're the pastor, buddy.
We'll hit that in post.
That's right.
I was going to say president.
President.
President McMullen. It's actually great to be here with you.
Very nice to have you here. Well, okay, let's get right into it. Tell me a little bit about The Journey. What kind of a church is it, and where are you guys located?
Well, The Journey meets in Eldersburg, Maryland, next to the Pizza Hut on Route 32. And what kind of church is it? That is a great question. It's a diverse community of lots of different kinds of people from lots of different backgrounds. It's a community of seekers and believers, skeptics, agnostics. There's even a few atheists mixed in there. And we're just really all about finding and following and enjoying God together. And so we meet on Sundays at 10:30. We meet throughout the week in smaller groups. Actually, we have a book club of about 20 or so people that just read A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol, that's right.
I got to be a part of that conversation last week. And that's the kind of thing we do. It's real informal. It's casual.
Kind of bring the church to the average person so they can understand what religion's all about, what God's all about, what Jesus is all about.
Average or even below average. I am the pastor.
Below average.
So we can't get, you know.
Well, I go to the church, so
you do
the people below
so
average. That would be me.
President,
it's a great church. We've been going there
church.
For 2 years. My wife, Marcia, and I, my son, Gary, his wife, Jess, and our little granddaughter, Bryn. So we really like it. What we really like, especially, is after church, you have those wonderful lunches.
We do.
And good food.
It really is good food.
Good food.
That's why I go.
Well, that's, I think you go for other reasons. But
it really is unlike any community of faith, any community I've ever seen.
Sure.
People from these different backgrounds that are just trying to figure out faith and life and whether or not God has anything to do with it whatsoever. We have these open, honest conversations. You can bring your hang-ups, you can bring your doubts, and I think it's a safe place to investigate.
Definitely. And you guys have been a church now for just celebrated 10 years, right?
10 years in March. Yeah.
In the same location, right?
Same location.
That's
yep.
pretty cool.
It's working out.
And I think there's some folks that were there in the beginning.
There are a few. There are a few
that
were there at the very beginning. I mean, anytime you start a church or a business for that matter, you can expect over time to have significant population changes. And we've certainly seen that. But there are a few that were there in the very beginning and kind of have a special bond with those folks.
Well, Steve, as we're talking, we'll do this maybe one other time. But if somebody wants to find out some information about the church, how do they do that? Is there a number to call? Is there a website to go to?
Sure. You can hit the journey. JourneyIsHere.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for the Journey Church community. Those are probably the fastest, most direct ways to find out more about us.
Okay, great. One question that I think begs to be asked, we've got over 500 members, and really, we don't have many churches. I think we've got two. So why does a church join the Chamber of Commerce?
Wow. Well, why not?
Boy, that's what I said.
There are a lot of reasons for that, Mike. For one, I actually believe that the business community matters to God as much as any church does. And for that reason alone, I think is a great reason to be a part of it. But beyond that, you know, I love business. I love new ideas, big ideas. I love startups. And I think the Carroll Chamber, man, is kind of got the corner on some really cool startup things going on. So I love to be a part of that. We also have a lot of entrepreneurs at the Journey. So it kind of just makes sense for us to be a part of that. And at the end of the day, we want to do whatever we possibly can do to serve people.
Yeah.
At the Journey, we say we're for God, for each other, for our friends, and for the world. And so we're for the business community too. And just like you read from the, or mentioned from the Christmas Carol from Dickens today, it's like, anything we can do to help us kind of reconnect with that, the heart of what this existence really is all about, is really what we're all about too. So I love the Chamber. I think you do a great job, man.
Thanks, man.
It's kind of like you're sort of a business guy's pastor too.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I don't know if you like that or not.
I don't know if I like that. But Steve, I will let you know this. One thing I would say about the church is that if anybody's listening right now and they've been burned out to church, you know, burned out from a church experience or whatever, this is a very safe place to come. Nobody gets judged for anything here. And it is a really good, safe place to come. And aside from the good food, as I said, Steve does a phenomenal job every Sunday bringing a wonderful message. And I just think it's been an awesome time that we've had to be, like to be there. And I've enjoyed getting to know you.
I've enjoyed getting to know you. And it really, we started this church 10 years ago with essentially for people that don't like church.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks that might be open to the possibility of God, the possibility of God being good. But for whatever reason, they kind of got burned on church in the past. And there's maybe some, they have a lot of good reasons to not go.
Sure.
And when they show up on Sunday, it's kind of a special thing, you know. And I think it is a safe place to reevaluate the possibilities of life in God.
And Steve, churches are really special place for folks to go. And a lot of times people are really going to shop around, make sure that they find the right place without even coming. If somebody wanted to just during the course of the week, can't they go on the website and find some of the messages?
Yep. Hit thejourneyishere.com, click on the archives link, and you can see a lot of the past messages.
That's
audio
great.
Versions.
And, you know, one other thing I know that is cool that you do at the church is you do reach out to the actual community in a lot of ways. You do like an Easter egg hunt, right?
You do the Easter egg extravaganza.
What's that all about?
The day before Easter. It's a massive Easter egg hunt that includes 20,000 Easter eggs, artificial, not real, like hard-boiled ones.
Yeah.
But they're all stuffed with candy and
stuff. It's in Eldersburg,
stuff.
Right?
It's in Eldersburg. We do it at Freedom Park right there.
You've been doing that for a lot of years, right?
We've been doing that for longer than we've been doing
church. I mean, there's a ton of effort that goes into that. And then this last May, you guys hosted something called LeaderCast.
Yeah, LeaderCast.
And you're doing it again in 2015.
I'm so excited about this. It's May 8th.
Okay.
This coming May 8th, 2015. This is kind of the premier one-day leadership event for, I think every business owner should go, every entrepreneur should go. They bring in some of the best, hottest names in every realm of leadership, from obviously business to sports to government. And it's 1 day of leadership training, drinking from a fire hose. You can take it back to your office, you talk it over with your team, and we become better leaders because of it. This year, they've got Peyton Manning's on the lineup.
Oh, Ed that's Catmull. Worth coming to just to hear him.
Right on. Seth Godin, Rudy Giuliani will be there. Bill McDermott, Andy Stanley. It's a whole bunch more.
What does that normally cost? I mean, what's like a ballpark if people wanted to go?
I believe it's around $80.
Okay. But go to the website, and how do they do that again?
I would say right now, we're going to make tickets available starting in January.
Okay.
Right now, you can hit leadercast.com and find out everything you need to know about it.
All right, and Steve, we only have a little bit of time left. Again, if folks want to find you on the web, how do they do that?
Thejourneyishere.com.
Okay, and where are you physically located again?
We are at the Freedom Optimist Community Hall, is where we meet on Sunday mornings, which is on Route 32, right next to Pizza Hut, just about a quarter mile south of Liberty Road.
Can't miss it. Well, listen, Steve, thank you once again for being here with me this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
And hey, go to church in about an hour, right?
That's exactly right. It's about time.
Don't dress up. Come casual. And come hungry and stay for lunch.
That sounds awesome. All right. Well, listen, a couple announcements. The Chamber is going to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. So if you're looking for any last-minute Christmas ideas for your family, this is the one. March 11th through the 18th, give me a call at the Chamber at 410-848-9050. You can also find us on the web at carrollcountychamber.org. Or you can stop in and see us. We're at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster, right next to Giulianova's Italiana Grosseria. If you stop by to see Billy and get one of his phenomenal subs, you can swing by and say hi to us. So thank you for listening this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful Christmas. Do something special with family or friends today. And in the words of Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone.